The science of my mind is speaking. I am not a body. I am free. Freedom must be impossible as long as you perceive a body as yourself. Why? The body is a limit. Who would seek for freedom in a body looks for it where it cannot be found? The mind can be made free when it no longer sees itself as in a body, firmly tied to it and sheltered by its presence. If this were the truth, the mind would be vulnerable indeed, wouldn't it? The mind that serves the Holy Spirit is unlimited forever in all ways, beyond the laws of time and space, unbound by any preconceptions, and with the strength and power to do whatever it is asked. Attack thoughts cannot enter such a mind because it has been given to the source of love, and fear can never enter in a mind that has attached itself to love. It rests in God. And who can be afraid who lives in innocence and only loves? Listen now in Christian Science. It is essential for your progress in this idea of training your mind that you accept today's idea and hold it dear. Be not concerned that to the human condition, the ego, it seems quite insane. The ego holds a body dear because it dwells in it and lives united with the home that it has made. It is a part of the illusion that has sheltered it from being found illusionary itself. Here does it hide, and here it can be seen as what it is. Declare your innocence and you are free. What happens? The body disappears because you have no need of it except the need the Holy Spirit sees. For this, the body will appear as useful form for what the mind must do. It thus becomes a vehicle which helps forgiveness be extended to the all-inclusive goal that it must reach according to God's plan. You cherish with me today's idea in Christian Science. Make it a part of every practice period that you take. There is no thought that will not gain thereby in power to help the world, and none which will not gain in added gifts to you as well. We sound the call of freedom around the world today with this idea, and would you be exempt from the acceptance of the gifts that you give? Should we show it to him? Come in now. This is a story about Mary Baker. And all of you out there who are very curious about how I would arrive at the science of my mind in regard to Mary Baker are going to have to listen to what I have to say about it. Why is this true? The idea about not being a body, the idea of what you heard about not being a body, are the teaching that Mary Baker and I shared this morning at breakfast. And I know this seems a little incredible to you, because everything seems incredible to you. The notation of the science of my mind in its capacity in what we call a holographic universe. Do you see this? Mary Baker is famous for teaching in the science of the mind that your body is not real, and that if you're going to have it at all, it will be a reflection of what you think you are in the idea of the holographic universe which represents you. Those who have heard it, okay, those who have heard it, like we had this morning, in the return that she wants you to see, in the idea of Charlie Anderson, how about that? My great-grandfather was a good friend of Mary Baker. They came from New Hampshire, from Bow, New Hampshire. And the idea of the Andersons, all right, in the notation of the manner in which you would come to know this, I don't know if you're interested in it or not, it really doesn't make any difference, because the manner in which I can reflect to myself ideas of association would allow you, if the teaching of Mary Baker is true, that you can get a reflection of Charlie Anderson as well as you can get a fraction of me. Huh. Now, the idea that we would dine together, the idea that you would be able to, because we're using the mind of Mary Baker, what you're hearing are obviously Civil War songs, because at the time that she decided to do this, she had become captured by the idea of alternatives of science that would allow her to heal the sick and raise the dead. Now, I'm using the science of my mind very simply because in the reflection of light that I'm trying to get from you or for you, we could at any moment actually show any science of mind that we wanted to show, all right? I want to undo this, okay? I want you to see, you know, you've given me the name Charlie Anderson. Now, the notation that's my great-grandfather. Now, the idea that my grandfather, okay, and my father knew of the associations of you may or may not be of value. Now, if you want them to be of value, they will be as much value to you as in the idea that in my training, I teach holograms of light rather than depending on images that I want to be true. Do you see that? In other words, let's use Mary Baker. Okay, the idea that she is going to tell you that the body that you use to represent reflections of yourself is not real, are what Christian Science is. You know it, and I know that you know it, and I know you like the idea of being able to depend on it. Now, the idea, and I'll read just a little bit to you about Christian Science, in the idea that the reflection of light that you're getting is actually just as much a mistake as the idea you have of the formulation of yourself. Could you see that? Let's try it with Mary Baker. What she says, and what all of us now are beginning to teach, in the discovery she made in the death episode that she had along with me, say very simply that the body is not real, and therefore the world that I occupy is also false in the idea, and I'm required to get a reflection of it. Okay? Listen with me just for a minute, just a little science. This is a Christian Science book that I used on this other hour of the Sunday schoolness of Mary Baker. And we talked about it this morning, and she said to me, to Charlie, yeah, did she call you Charlie? Yeah. She said to me, why don't you tell them about being a reflection of light in the idea, so that although it appears to be different, what it can be is a different time without necessarily being more real than the other time. Okay? Let's try it in Christian Science. Okay? Will you listen with me? Listen. The temporal and unreal never touch the eternal and real. The mutable and imperfect never touch the immutable and perfect. The inharmonious and self-destructive never touch the harmonious and self-existent. Spirit is God, soul. Therefore, soul is not in matter. The theory that soul and spirit and intelligence inhabits matter is taught by the schools of the idea of reflection of light, and it's not true. This theory is unscientific because obviously if there's a single whole, it would have to come from the single source. The universe reflects and expresses the divine substance or mind of God. Therefore, God is seen only in the spiritual universe and spiritual man as the sun is seen in the ray of light which goes out from it. God is revealed only in that which reflects life and truth and love, which manifests God's attributes and power, even as the human likeness thrown upon the mirror repeats the color, form, and action of the person in front of the mirror. And I'm back for a moment because I want you to see what a good scientific definition of a hologram is. A hologram is a reflection of the idea of the substance of your body in the universal mind, which offers you a conclusion of a variance in which you cannot not believe in the reflection of yourself that it's you. Now, Jesus reminds you that in his resurrection, when he undergoes his experience, this is Mary Baker now, along with all scientists of Christianity, okay, the reflection that he presents you with is a true reflection of the idea he has in his mind about the singularity of the power of his body in the reflection of light. Now, you listen to how Mary Baker says this in the idea of the science of the hologram of light. Okay, will you listen with me? Few persons comprehend what Christian Science means by the word reflection. To himself, mortal and material man seems to be substance, but his sense of substance involves air and therefore is material, temporal. On the other hand, the immortal spiritual man is really substantial and reflects the eternal substance or spirit which mortals hope for. He reflects the divine, which constitutes the only real and eternal entity. This reflection seems to mortal sense transcendental because the spiritual man's substantiality transcends mortal vision and is revealed only through divine science. As God is substance and man is the divine image and likeness man should wish for, and in reality has, only the substance of good and the substance of spirit, not matter, are what he becomes. The belief that man has any other substance or mind is not spiritual and breaks the first commandment. Thou shalt have one God and one mind. And mortal man seems to himself to be material substance, while man is image, idea. Now, delusion, sin, disease, and death arise from the false testimony of material sense, which from a supposed standpoint outside of the focal distance of infinite spirit presents an inverted image of mind and substance with everything turned somehow upside down. I love to teach the idea because we're going to practice a notation, all right? In the idea that while I don't want you to be different, or attempt somehow to say, after a while, I'm going to be able to see with Jesus, who had breakfast with us, incidentally, and with Mary Baker, that the notation of the reality of us can be represented in a reflection of light that we recognize in our own substance of reality without the need. Okay, this is now on the presumption. You're going to make the admission with me that I'm not a body. That is, the idea that I appear to you, and this is a problem you have with Christian Science, if I appear to you as substance and I come into this room, you cannot not believe that the substance will be a reflection of how I feel about myself. Now, the mind training of Christian Science teaches me through Jesus that there's a different place and time that I can be in the nature of what I want to be with the idea of myself. Now, those of you who saw it just there are listening to some very lovely Civil War music. Okay, the Charlie Anderson. My great-grandfather shared with Mary Baker, very simply because we're sharing it right now. Now, the idea that I have thoughts or patterns in my mind about what I want to see do not preclude it. Now, the idea that you're going to say, well, you sound like a Civil War veteran. I am. Okay. I'm also a veteran of all wars that have to do with resolution of conflict in reflection of good and bad. Okay. With a brother. In the case of the Civil War, obviously, it was the idea of a brother who somehow was betraying us in the notion of using Mary Baker as a substance. Okay. Now, the substance of my mind that you're about to witness here. Here she comes. Right? She's coming in. Come here. Huh? You want me to come in? Here. The idea. Here. The idea of the notation. Here. I see you perfectly well. Here she comes. She just called me Charlie. And she wouldn't ordinarily call me Charlie. You say, well, you're the master teacher. Well, I'm whatever you think I am in the idea of the imagery that I'm willing to accept from you. Come on now, Christian Scientists, or scientists of anything, in the magnification of the possibility that all walking around with you is another reflection of light that is telling you what you are in the purpose that you have. And it will change the place that you're in the hologram of light. Okay? Yeah, you come and sit down with me. Do you know that there's a universe out there? Sure. Are you aware that Mary Baker and I had a little breakfast this morning? Sure. Where are you going to take that in your mind training, in the essence that when I see it, does not necessarily mean that you will see it, but it does mean that you will see the likeness of what you want to see in the idea, this is from Jesus, that the power of your mind to discern an image of reflection of light are why you're here, or why you're here. Now, Mary Baker, who underwent her own very dramatic experience, is not any different than you underwent your dramatic experience. The reason we decided to use it as part of Christian Science is very simply because it came from the idea of the Civil War, all right, and the notation to Charlie, and that's what I'm representing to you, is not unique in the idea that a memory, what you call a DNA in this case, the idea of the separation of cause and effect would allow you to see this. Okay, now the science of my mind that is a reflection of what you want to see, and she's going to do a little, what you call healing. Now, when she heals me, will I be whole and perfect? No, but you'll be an image of being whole and perfect. Now, a lot of you immediately have sorted yourself out from me. You don't like the idea that all you can be is an image of yourself, because you know perfectly well there's a universe out there and that it's not this, all right? So that the reflection you're getting can actually change immediately, very simply because it is changing immediately. Now, listen with me just a little bit about this idea that you're not actually a body, all right? Listen to how it sounds when it's presented to you as the science of your mind by the immediacy of the possibility that you can have a thought pattern within your own mind of being yourself. Now, you like to admit to me that you're yourself. The problem you obviously have is you actually don't know who you are, how you got here. So the reflection of light that you're getting is an image in the hologram that doesn't allow you to see the wholeness of the light factor that you actually are. And now you can see it. Yeah. Now, those of you in Christian Science, we're going to be getting a lot of calls from people who say, do you really remember Murray Baker? The answer is yes, I really do. Now, whether you believe it or not is really what's important. My entire teaching is everything is in the mind and the idea of what you want to believe within your association. There isn't any question that the scripture that was written by Murray Baker, let's say this was written right after the Civil War. Am I aware that, is Charlie Anderson aware? Oh, sure. Were they in New Hampshire? Oh, sure. Did he actually have an experience of that? Do I have these replications of myself at home somehow as being a Civil War veteran? Yeah. Do I remember when I was very young that there were still Civil War veterans that marched in the parade on Sunday? Oh, sure. Did they? Oh, sure. And World War I veterans? And ideas that were teaching you the idea of the combat that you have in the notation of an enemy are the energy that you use in order to describe yourself. Now, you listen with me, okay? I hope I haven't offended anybody with the idea that the hologram of light, all right, that you see, and this is directly from the scripture of Murray Baker, would be anything but the certainty of the totality of the unreality of your physical body. Now, the idea that I have to make my physical body real through a death experience in order to get this are not what the teaching of Jesus Christ is. Jesus teaches you, when I appear here, come on, which I did now and which I'm doing right now, I will be in a physical representation of what I am and what I see in you in a reflection of light that will alter in the science of your mind the idea that you are somehow different than I am. Very simply, because you are the Son of God. And as the Son of God, you have that certainty of the wholeness of your mind in you so that you can actually be whole and perfect as you were created. Now, the idea that that's a thought in your mind is an idea that it's a thought. And suddenly some of you are going, what was that? Now, it wasn't that you changed, okay, in the idea necessarily of your physical body. What it actually is in a hologram of light is a re-image of what you intend to look like. I'm teaching Murray Baker. She said, are you gonna have, as we had breakfast this morning, she said, are you gonna tell them that this is just a little place for the reflection of light in the recognition that you came here, were here just for a moment and left, are actually the teaching of Jesus Christ? Of course. All he says in the New Testament is that this is not where you're from. He says it again and again and again, and I don't want you arguing with me that somehow this has to be real if you can see that the reflection of the light will include the particulars of a new body. And nobody's really going to know it because you were successful at it. Could you hear that? You did resurrect. I'm going to leave you for a minute. Okay. And there's a song in the middle of here that you're going to hear that you will particularly like. Because it's going to tell us how you and I can suddenly meet, and I'm going to say to you, I know you from somewhere, and I will not have to regard whether you're a friend or an enemy, whether you're going to be good or bad or what you're going to be, because that instant you'll be a reflection of light. I'll be right back. Look at this group.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is wrapped in the vintage
where
the grapes are found the sword. He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching
on. This is very great. This is a different continuum of time. And you say, well, it looks like it's 1870. It is. It looks like what it can become in the idea of yourself. Look at, we have. This is merrymaking. The idea that a reflection of light is possible for you, our word Charlie, okay, got to do this. Now, all he really offered you was a reflection of light that occurs in the idea that the science of your mind is nothing but a momentary reflection of coming into this little place and being here. Look at, now you listen with me. And the beauty of the lily. Better, better.
With the glory in his bosom,
what are you coming into?
That
a here and now. Ray Baker, who is one of the great ideas that I learned. In the idea of what you call Christian science. Listen. Now, those of you who are being affected by this, are simply acknowledging a little Christian science. You go, well, I'm a Christian scientist, but I don't think that Mary Baker is the only one that can do this. She's not. Well, why would she be any different than anybody who had a thought of mortalness in his mind and suddenly had an experience of being dead and the idea of life in the forgiveness of his brother, in the forgiveness that the guy that was out there, and I had this experience. Say at the beginning of this next 26 minutes that are left in the science of your mind to decide within the factor that you're actually using your mind in order to represent what you think is out there in the world are the nature of the entirety of this teaching. You ready? This is from Nell Murray Baker, obviously from me, because while Charlie was not able to entertain completely the idea, and he's buried, incidentally, right back here, out here. He's up there, and there's a big sign, and it says Charlie Anderson. It also has an acknowledgement of Mary Baker there, which really doesn't mean anything. And by proving it, you're not going to mean anything, and by proving it's not true, you're not going to mean anything. What I'm offering you from the certainty of the reflection of light is the possibility that in space-time, there is going with you images that will represent whatever you believe about yourself. Now, it's true that you can't go out into the universe with the reflection of light that you're getting now. But that is not to say that the reflection of the light you're getting cannot be changed in the hologram of light with the admission, as Mary Baker teaches, that the reflection of light is actually not really what you are, but rather a reflection of a variance of the idea in order to give you a feeling better of love in the forgiveness of the act that the one that appears to be out there who you thought had to be different than you is actually the utilization of your own mind. Okay. Now, this is the teaching of Jesus, who says there's only one mind. Okay? The mind that I'm using now on you is my mind. Now, if I have to see you somehow as what you call an enemy, what you call a variance in a reflection of light, with some sort of distance between us, okay, I can use the idea that in Christian Science, the power of my mind to make a decision to be as God created me is mine through Jesus Christ, because in his resurrection was the entirety of that idea. This is very substantially a famous video. It happened in New Hampshire. My grandfather, Buell, was a great friend. What does that mean? Nothing. Does that mean that there are not still friends around that were there? There aren't very many. There aren't very many that were around when Mary Baker actually wrote this idea of the scripture about the Civil War, very simply because as she appeared in the drama of the necessity to defend herself and attack her brother is why she's here. Now, if you're going to teach this, you can teach it as anything that you would want to know. What I offer you, and what you can offer me, we're going to read just a little bit about the idea that the body formulation of me is not actually what I am. I know it. Now, I don't know what I am, but I know that the entirety of me will not be of somebody else out there who is different than I am. Whatever I see will be a reflection of my mind, because my mind is the cause of it within what I want to see. Let's look together at what we're actually saying here. We had a guest that came in at intermission, okay? And he was a rebel. It's what he was, we used to call him the blue and the gray. And there's no question that he came from Tennessee. And there's no question that what he was offering me was how he and I together, after the war, now this was going up almost to 1900, all right? When we came together with ideas of ourselves, okay, we could re-image ourselves. This was certainly true in the last bar. We could re-image ourselves in anything we want to. Now, it wasn't going to last, but neither is this going to last. Now, you gotta remember with me, this world was over a long time ago. Here, the reflection of light, okay, this Mary Beck, that you're getting is actually over and gone in its entirety. And as we come back into the idea of the possibility of this, we can reenact anything that we want within that possibility. Okay? You listen with me. Okay? Listen with me. The light has come. The light has come. You are healed. And you can heal. The light has come. You are saved and you can save. You are at peace and you bring peace with you wherever you go, because darkness and turmoil and death have disappeared because the light has come. Today, we celebrate the happy ending to your long dream of disaster. There are no dark dreams now, because the light has come. Today, the time of light begins for you and for everyone. It's a new era in which a new world is born. The old one has left no trace upon it in its passing. Today, we see a different world because the light has come. You listen with me from Mary Baker in Christian Science. No shadows from the past remain to darken our sight and hide the world forgiveness offers us. Today, we will accept the new world as what we want to see, and we will be given what we desire. We will to see the light because the light has come. Now, this is important, and I want you to see in the science of mind that our entire teaching from Jesus is that it's always over. That is, there's no way that I could have been here and made progress in the idea of resurrection without it being a thought in my mind that I am holding on to in what we call the darkness, that I am reflecting into the middle of my association of cause and effect so that I don't have to look at the here and the now. Okay? Okay. Listen with me about the science of the idea of entering in to a here and now by the power of my mind, to be discerning of what I want to see in a reflection of my mind. Now, will it be true? Why, how would I know? I know that contained in me is the idea that I am a body. I know that contained in me is the idea that the energy of light that I use precludes the idea of going up into the stars and out into the universe and seeing all that's going on there. So that the science of my mind must involve the idea of being who I am, this is from Jesus, in the resurrection of my mind in a different frame than I thought I was. Okay, the light has come. Listen. The light has come. I have forgiven the world. Dwell not upon the past today. Keep a completely open mind, washed of all past ideas and clean of every concept you have made. You have forgiven the world today, and you can look upon it now as if you never saw it before. You do not know yet what it looks like. You merely wait to have it shown to you. And while you wait, repeat several times slowly and in complete patience, that the light has come and I have forgiven the world. Realize that your forgiveness entitles you to vision because of the nature of what you are and the idea of yourself. Understand that the Holy Spirit never fails to give the gift of sight to the forgiving. Believe He will not fail you now because you have forgiven the world, and He will be with you as you watch and wait, and He will show you what true vision sees. It is His will, and you have joined with Him. Wait patiently for Him. He will be there because the light has come, and you have forgiven the world. You have forgiven the world. Nobody really likes the idea that there's absolutely no value in the concept you have of your body. Okay, this is the science of our mind in which we're going to try to do. What I want you to see is the light that you just saw eliminate all necessity for you to be under the laws that you think your spirit demands. And while you entertain the idea, and this is one of the reasons why Christian Science struggles, although a lot of you come to the meeting, the idea that it actually means that you can utilize the appearance of Jesus Christ are true because they're true. They're not true because I say so. They're true because the idea of yourself as I offer you my illumination of mine can only be what my illumination of mind is, and you cannot be excluded from it if you are in fact a symbol of the idea of yourself in a correspondence. This is Mary Baker. At breakfast this morning, we were with several that are going to be calling us here. I love the idea of the music that you're hearing now is coming from the Civil War, and it's very beautiful. Okay, and it teaches what she learned in the idea of the necessity for you to, if you want to, use the power, let's say Matthew, of going back in the Old Testament with the idea that Jesus is in fact resurrected and that the physicalness of His body can be seen by you as a symbol of what you want to see. Okay, you listen with me just a little bit, okay? Am I all right? Yeah. The notation of the physicalness of my body being altered from the idea that the appearance of Mary Baker involved the idea of the memories that she brought, but allow her to come back into this sequence. You're going to listen with me? This is called the miracle of the science of your mind, to appear anywhere in space-time and be who you are there, regardless of what it appears to be in the idea of yourself. Could you see that? How else are you going to get out into the universe? Jesus teaches you, you resurrected, and this is Mary Baker, this is the whole idea of Christian Science, and went out into the universe. Now, obviously, you couldn't go as a body formulation because the symbol of your body would be a reflection of light. But it doesn't preclude the idea that we could have breakfast this morning and have the same idea in my mind as I had, in my case, it was, 60 or 70 years ago. All right, when I went through the Second World War, I had an idea of a death experience, and many of you or all of you have had this death experience that is precisely what we teach. Now, you listen with me just for another minute, okay? Will you listen? The Holy Spirit is the home of minds that seek for freedom. In Him, they have found what they have sought. The body's purpose now is unambiguous, and it becomes perfect in the ability to serve an undivided goal. In conflict-free and unequivocal response to mind, with but the thought of freedom as its goal, the body serves and it serves its purpose well. Without the power to enslave, it is a worthy servant of the freedom which the mind within the Holy Spirit seeks to find. You be free today. And you pray that freedom is your gift to those who still believe they are enslaved within a body. Our Christian Science reminds us, be you free, so that the Holy Spirit can make use of your escape from bondage to set free the many who perceive themselves as bound and helpless and afraid. Let love replace their fears through you. Accept salvation now and give your mind to Him who calls to you to make this gift to Him, for He would give you perfect freedom, perfect joy, and hope that finds its full accomplishment in God. You listen with me from Jesus. I'm going to read this final paragraph, and I want you to understand that you were successful on it, and the encouragement of yourself in the idea that you could use any framework you wanted as long as you used the power of your mind. Now, that did not preclude the idea that your body, all right, would be here in a different form. Now, what we teach about this is Jesus now. You heal the sick and raise the dead very simply because, as Mary Baker reminds you, the idea of sickness of the body is not real. It's not what you are within your own self, okay? Listen to what this says, and you'll be very surprised, okay? Listen. You are God's son. Say that, you are God's son. Yes. In immortality, you live forever. Would you not return your mind to this? Then practice well in the science of your mind the thought that the Holy Spirit gives you for today. Your brothers stand released with you in it. And the world is blessed along with you. And God's Son will weep no more. And heaven offers thanks for the increase of joy. And God Himself extends His love and happiness each time you say, I am not a body, I am free. I hear the voice that God has given me, and it is only this that my mind intends to obey. The teaching that I'm offering you from the science of your mind, okay, from an idea of someone who recognizes himself in their own body, will allow them to dispense with the idea that there was any possibility that the reflection of light that you were getting was real. Now, the idea, this is Mary Baker's favorite lesson. She loves the idea that in the Church of Christian Science, what she offers you is a necessity that it's possible. You listen to me. If anything that is possible will be true, that it's possible for you to come in and get a reflection of light that will show you something entirely different, very simply, because it is different. Now, you have a tendency, and she does this a lot in the science of mind, where she teaches in the hologram of light that you're not a body, you would be able to see that you're not under any laws but God's. Now, you're not going to like it. You don't particularly like the idea, I know, but my concept of myself will let me change my mind. No, it doesn't. It doesn't do that. What it says, the reflection of light you're getting will alter you entirely within your arrangement of yourself, and you'll be in an entirely different time and place. All right? This is the science of the mind, of the idea of the miracle that will reformulate for you a reflection of light, since it's going on all the time in my individual mind, that you will be able to get a reflection of what appears to be out in the universe by simply recognizing yourself. Okay? Now, here's the way she says it. There's a part where she uses the substance of the idea that you like the idea of being a healer in the sense of Mary Baker, but you don't particularly like the idea that it has nothing to do with being a body form. This is what you object to. Now you say, well, I really don't object to it. Yes, you do. You object to it. Let's look at what this says just for a moment, okay? We've observed before how many senseless things have seemed to you to be salvation, and each has imprisoned you with laws as senseless as itself. You are not bound by them. Yet to understand that this is so, you must first realize that salvation lies not there. While you would seek for it in things that have no meaning, you bind yourself to laws that make no sense. Thus do you seek to prove that salvation is where it is not, and it's not going to be there no matter how you organize it. Today, we'll be glad you can't prove it, for if you could, you would forever seek salvation where it's not and never find it. The idea for today tells you once again how simple is salvation. Look for it where it waits for you, and there it will be found. Look nowhere else, for it is nowhere else, and I'm going to read you some things you may not want to hear. But I want you to look at them with the idea that the things you've been depending on in your own mind and body are the reason that it's difficult to heal you from the idea that the power of your mind to be other than what you thought the body was while you're here. Just one more paragraph. Listen. Think of the freedom and the recognition you're not bound by all the strange and twisted laws you set up to save you. You really think that you would starve unless you have stacks of green paper strips and piles of metal discs. You really think a small round pellet or some fluid pushed into your veins through a sharpened needle will ward off disease and death. You really think you're alone unless another body is with you. Wow, it's insanity that thinks these things. You call them laws, and you put them under different names in a long catalog of rituals that have no use and serve no purpose. You think you've got to obey the laws of medicine, of economics, and of health. Protect the body, and you will be saved. You listen, these are not laws, but craziness, madness. The body is endangered by the mind that hurts itself. The body suffers just in order that the mind will fail to see it is a victim of itself. The body's suffering is a mask the mind holds up to hide what really suffers. It would not understand it is its own enemy, that it attacks itself, and that it wants to die. It is from this your laws would save your body. It is for this that you think you are a body. The idea, and all I teach really is idea, that I'm going to have to examine what I think I am with the acknowledgement that none of it is going to be real, because the drama of the light that I see in reflection of light, in the hologram of light, really has no power for me to go out into the universe, since it's going to be a reflection of the idea that my idea of myself will not be true. Now, the only way that I can escape it is to use the power of the concept I have of myself to declare, as I look at myself in body form, I have no reality. In our course, this is called, and Mary Baker calls it the ego, or the self-concept that I can be other than what God created perfectly. Now, in my acceptance of Jesus as a whole image who just came in here, I can see that suddenly I'm thinking differently because I am thinking differently. It doesn't mean that I have the entirety of cause, but it does mean that in the science of my mind, I am sufficiently endowed so that the idea of giving rather than taking will begin to affect me in the idea if I will give it away, as Jesus teaches me. I will be able to increase the power of my mind coming from outside of time. I'm going to have to relieve you. I want to say thank you for the idea of the science of my mind and the idea of your appearance within this hologram of light, all right? And I want to say that my decision to come back is what you call Charlie Anderson. was made very simply because it's a true statement of what I am. Is it as true as yours? Sure. Do you have statements of like ideas of quality in which you heal the sick and raise the dead in the idea of yourself in the science of your mind? Of course. I'll see you in a moment. There's a large group that are coming into the science of the mind in the notation of the Church of Christian Science, where they suddenly begin to have experiences they want. Now, they're not sure whether it's going to work, but they are sure that the body form that they're in does not have to be justified by anything except a momentary re-reflection of what they thought we were. I'll see you in a moment. This is Mary Baker. She's very grateful. There's a lot of crying going on. See, you've discovered that you're not a body and you may well cry over it a little bit. Don't be concerned. You're just fine. You're going to be just fine, no matter what you do, all right? The idea that you're going to be whole and perfect and well were a moment of healing that some of you began to experience, and you may be calling telling me that I had a sick body, and suddenly in Mary Baker, my body is well by that simple idea. I'll see you soon. I'll be seeing you on the other side. I'll be seeing you in the reflection of light that tells us who we really are. Who we are.